Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We are studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 16, glory for the coming. Let's read those verses. Revelation 19, verse 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The moment longed for by all the saints, from the Old Testament prophets to the New Testament believers, Christ's return. Heaven is opened to allow the Lord to descend. He's on a white horse. He's called Faithful and True. Take a look at the prophet Zechariah in chapter 14 and verse 4, from 500 years before Jesus Christ was born. Zechariah 14:4, and in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. And then in Matthew chapter 24, verse 27 down to verse 30, For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and glory. He is about to judge and put down all rebellion. The first time Jesus came as the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. His return is with the piercing judgment of all who rejected him. And then just notice Christ's appearance there in verses 12 and 13. It says his eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. It says, eyes like a flame of fire. That pictures piercing judgment. Go back to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 14. It says, his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. It says he had many crowns on his head, indicating majesty and sovereignty. It said he had another name, and one that only he himself knows. There's nothing else to say about that. It says his robe was dipped in blood. Well, is that an image of vengeance coming? And then still another name, the Word of God. An absolutely awesome appearance. And who will accompany Christ in his return? Verse 14, it says, and the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. The saints in fine linen. Compare that with verse 19 and verse 8. And to her it is granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. We will be in the army with the Lord in white and on white horses. But won't we get all stained with blood in that great battle of Armageddon? Well, no. Look at verses 15 and 16. It says, now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus speaks, and the battle's over. He is his King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The word rule literally means to shepherd. His shepherd's rod will be made of iron, and he uses it to take over the nations. Listen, biblical prophecy is not just knowledge to get. Believing it should motivate us to urgently seek to win the lost to Jesus Christ. You have a great day.